I'm an actor, an artist, and a comedian.
I make stuff out of found objects and secondhand.
I'm a writer, which means that I mostly spend my time sitting in bed, in my pyjamas, tapping away on a laptop.
Creative conversations between artists.
I've got all the colours of the rainbow at the end of my fingers here.
It's so different from what I do. I work at home in my shed on my own and I don't have any interaction. You actually come together with other people.
Because solo can mean solo.
Only Artists, Wednesday mornings at 9 on BBC Radio 4.
Well, now it's the final adventure in our series featuring the immortal William Palmer. Having discovered the whereabouts of a dangerous book of magic, the Aberon, Palmer is about to find himself with some very powerful enemies who also prize the book. Pilgrim, by Sebastian Bonchkiewicz.
Henry Henslow, seriously, Henry Henslow.
Afraid so.
Might want to mind yourself on the altar step there. It's treacherous, believe me.
Such a beautiful chapel, this, Viv. You must be absolutely gutted more people don't get out here to see it.
Most visitors to Lindy Island only come to see the...
The kittiwakes and ravens and whatnot. Yes. Look at... Just look at that carving there.
That's 13th century.
Fascinating, Viv.
That is the centurion being welcomed by the pilgrim, hence the name, the Pilgrim Chapel.
A bit late in the day.
Sorry?
For a Roman centurion, the 13th century.
You're a historian?
No, just a little curious.
Curious about what?
You see, at Millwood and Pepper, I manage only one account. The Palmer account. Wouldn't happen to know Mr. Palmer, would you?
No, I wouldn't.
Now, it's very odd that you say that, Viv. Very odd indeed. You see, the Palmer estate has been financing the Lindy Island Trust all the way out here in lovely Pembrokeshire for, well, forever. Hundreds and hundreds of years, in fact.
Perhaps we ought to be getting back to the boat.
Then you've nothing to say about it.
Have I done something wrong, Henry Henslow?
Oh, of course not, no. Only, the pilgrim in the carving there.
Yes.
It sounds a ridiculous thing to say, I know, but... You see, the thing is, I had lunch with that man only a few short weeks ago. What do you have to say to that, Viv?
Golly.
Of all the tales told on these islands, few are as strange as that of William Palmer. Cursed, apparently, on the road to Canterbury in the spring of 1185 for denying the presence of the other world by the King of the Grey Folk, or Fairy, himself, and compelled to walk from that day to this between the worlds of magic and of men, and subsequently known in all the strange and wonderful lore attributed to the mysterious William Palmer as Pilgrim.
Randall!
Oh, dream weaver, I believe we can reach the morning.
Randall!
Who's that?
It's me, Randall.
Who's me?
William.
William who? And if it's Sid Willoughby that sent you, you can tell him I was nowhere near his dog Saturday. Nowhere near.
It's William Palmer.
Pilgrim.
Can you open the door, please?
The door, that's 20 quid you owe us.
Please, Randall.
You wouldn't be the first, Mr. Henslow.
I wouldn't be the first of what?
To lose their mind, trying to get their head around William Palmer. We'd best get moving. I'll get the lights.
I'd like to take a rubbing of this carving.
You want to do that? We'll have to go back to the mainland and get some materials.
Well, there's nothing I can use here at the chapel.
Nope.
Then wait while I take a photograph.
Oh, if we don't get off this island right now, we could get ourselves stuck. And you wouldn't want to be stuck out here, my old love. Not with a storm coming. You really wouldn't.
So, what brings you out ever back way, Pilgrim? You're going shopping up St. David's.
It's good to see you, Randall. Very good.
Well?
The place is looking homely.
The place is looking just like it always looks.
Ooh,
Here is that 20 quid.
What's our business?
The Goat Lord. Thought I'd go and see him.
Lost your mind? Nobody knocks on his door. Bad enough if he knocks on yours, but actually seeking him out, that's properly mad, and I mean it properly. You want some beans on toast? Comes with sausages.
Oh, if you've some to spare.
Is that a yes or a no?
That's a yes. I heard there was some bad blood between the Goat Lord and the King.
That's news that's older than my socks. You didn't see anyone snooping around outside in the field, did you?
No, should I have?
Sid Willoughby saying I hexed his dog, and I never hexed it. I never went near it.
So, tell me, Randall, what do I do about the Goat Lord?
You steer clear is what you do. You get as far away as you can from even thinking about going to see him.
If I can't do that, if I have to go...
Then you bring him a gift, something shiny.
Such as diamonds?
Diamonds is best. But you want my tuppence halfpenny, leave well alone, mate. Right, here we go.
Thank you.
One or two slices of toast.
Whatever's easiest.
Autumn day like this, you need something hearty.
Oh, this is good. Very good, Randall. The Goat Lord has a book buried somewhere in that barrow of his.
Oh, yeah.
Book of old magic.
Not talking about the Abaddon, are you?
Well, you've heard of it.
You know who it belonged to, don't you, before the Goat Lord?
Merlin.
The drowned mage. And you know better than to go calling in that other thing around the Grey Folk.
Randall.
Randall what? What was my grandma then, if not Grey Folk? And you know, as well as I do, I'm as susceptible to them as you are. Besides... I know a certain someone who'd love to have that book right up there on their favourite shelf.
And who might that be? Randall?
Randall!
Is that you, my lord?
It is.
You honour me.
Listen now to the word. The word of the king, pilgrim. Fetch us the Abaddon, and there will be such songs sung, such prizes won.
Prizes?
Your daughter returned.
To die her own death?
To die her own hot blood death. Your daughter for the Abaddon.
And what guarantee do I have?
You have his oath.
But will he keep it?
The king loves you.
But do I have his word? Well, do I?
Yes.
3 days from now, he'll have the book.
And if you fail...
I'll not fail.
3 days.
Who was that?
Don't try and get up.
And what's all these feathers doing? They were here, weren't they?
The king sent his ambassadors.
Oh, popular as ever, ain't you, pilgrim?
I think it's easing.
We'll be here another night at least. See you around Lindy, can stay rough for days.
Days?
Yes, Mr. Henslow, days. So thank you very much.
Well, can't we be rescued?
I've only got a full fridge. You want another tea? Because I know I do.
What I want to know is why anyone would choose to build
again,
a chapel
Henry.
All the way out here.
We're not that far out.
The Pembroke coast is 11 miles away.
Was that a yes to the tea?
No, thank you.
I've got a little whiskey we can have with it.
In that case.
Good man.
What about Mr. Palmer?
Hasn't been out here in years.
But what's his connection to the chapel?
He built it. Here's mud in your eye.
What do you mean, he built it?
Well, he commissioned it to be built. Hence the carving in the pillar. Handsome bugger, isn't he?
And why did he commission it?
Oh, you'd have to ask him.
You're telling me he's over 700 years old?
At least.
I'm sorry. What on earth was that?
Holy Mother of God.
Is that a bell? Viv?
I need you to go back down to the boat.
In this weather?
And fetch me up the gun you'll find there.
I'm sorry. Sounds as if it's coming from beneath the flagstones.
The gun, please, and be quick about it. Now!
Have you got any actual idea where you're going?
Top of this hill was the last place I heard tell of him. There was no need for you to come, Randall.
It was either you or Sid Willoughby. Where are these diamonds, then?
They're right here.
Wow! How many have you got there?
Oh, 20 or 30.
Can I have one?
You can have two if I get to see the Goat Lord.
You should scatter them. The Goat Lord loves treasure. That's the story, anyway. And now, we wait.
And the weather's closing in.
You got that right. What's that?
What's what?
Can't you feel it?
You can't feel anything.
It's like it's pressing down. Oh, this is bad. Oh, this is really... Oh, tell me you can't smell that. This is him. I know this is him.
Well, how can you know?
How can you not know? Don't you hear his hooves?
His what? Oh. Are you all right?
No, not in any way. Bloody Lord of Goats.
Bloody Lord of Goats what, Randall?
No offence meant, my lord.
And who's this here? Is this Pilgrim?
It is.
Who named you so?
The King of the Grey Folk.
He's not my king. I do not recognize him. Will not recognize him. Still, we wouldn't want to disappoint his mighty Highness, would we? You came all this way to my barrow just to see me, Pilgrim.
Yes, my lord.
I am honored. Hope you come with courtesy. Can't stand discourtesy. Won't stand for it. Whose are these gemstones?
Well, they are yours, my lord.
Not exactly a heaving chest of gold, is it? Now, what do you want? Say it quick before I snap Randall's head off.
Eh?
The Aberon.
Looking for that lunatic Merlin?
No.
Then what?
You said to say what I want, and I said it. I want the Aberon.
What would you do, Randall, if you were I?
Me, my lord, well, I would...
Never mind. The Aberon's yours, and good riddance. But in return, I want the Roman.
The Roman?
You wouldn't be trying my patience, would you, Pilgrim? The Roman who walked out on the feast I so very generously prepared for him. The Roman that you and the king hid from me.
What's he talking about? What
Roman? Quiet, Randall. And if Marcellus refuses?
Refuses? What do I care if he refuses? Now, do we have ourselves a trade, Pilgrim? The Aberon for Marcellus.
We do.
Excellent. But if we're to spit and seal the deal, I'll need a security.
Name it.
I'll take this raging butt here.
What?
Until sundown tomorrow, Pilgrim.
What, tomorrow?
Tomorrow. Yes, Pilgrim. Tomorrow. Now, be on your way, and don't you disappoint me, or I shall take it hard. Very hard indeed.
My lord!
And you expect me to believe
that...
Pass
us a sandwich. There's
a 2,000-year-old Roman down there. Is that what you're telling me?
Oh, you bit off a bit more than you can chew, didn't you, Henry?
I feel sick. How can there be a 2,000-year-old Roman down there?
I really don't know, Henry. You'll have to ask Billy.
Billy Palmer?
Because he built this place to house the Roman.
To house him? House him where?
In a chamber under the chapel.
You mean he buried him alive?
No, I mean he put him to sleep, like Sleeping Beauty. Only I wouldn't advise kissing him.
And this isn't a chapel. It's a prison.
More a tomb, I'd say.
And what's with the gun?
It's loaded with tranquilizer, see?
Please, don't point that thing
at me. I'm not pointing it at you.
You are! I can't breathe. Seriously, I seriously can't breathe.
Where are you going?
I've got to get out of...
There's nowhere for you to go.
But...
Good evening, Mr. Henslow. Oh, very nice to see you again.
Palmer?
How long has he been away?
3 or 4 hours.
Did you sense I was coming, old man?
Did he what?
What are you doing here, Mr. Henslow?
I'm disappointed.
You quiet yourself, Marcellus, you hear me? It's Pilgrim who speaks to you. Pilgrim!
We have to get him out of there.
Then say the spell.
Oh, can't you say it?
You're the lady of the chapel. You're the one entrusted with it. Speak it, Viv.
Take the rifle.
In lighter the darker, in darker the lighter. Attend thee now, your weak-hearted stone, to our enchanted song. In darker the lighter, in lighter the darker. Compel this placid stone to flight.
Take the rifle.
Now aim it at the broken stones. Stand back, everyone.
But he's a...
He's a centurion.
What?
And a man I never thought I'd live to see.
You fire on my signal, Viv. Salve, Marcellus.
Salve, Pilgrim.
Now shoot him, Viv. Now that is a well-stocked fridge, Viv.
How did you get here?
I risked the boat.
In this weather?
Now, what was I going to do? Drown? What's Henslow's story?
Well, first, I thought he was here for the wildlife, but then he started asking all these questions about you. Poor man's quite obsessed. But then again, aren't we all, Billy, at some time or another? Is he asleep?
He's flat out.
Look at Marcellus. Beautiful Marcellus.
He's not to be underestimated, believe me.
Oh, I'm aware of the protocols, Billy.
Forgive me.
And to think I'm the first to see him after 730... What is it?
Seven.
Oh, years. And 28 sisters of the chapel.
Well, apart from the very first one.
The lovely Hildegard.
How have you been, Viv?
Oh, fits and starts. Some days good, some days bad. There's some whiskey on the shelf there.
Excellent.
How's Doris?
The Grey Folk have her. They hold her.
What, against her will?
I'd sooner not say.
What happened?
She sacrificed herself to save me.
Excuse me?
Let's just leave it at that.
No, let's not leave it at that. Has Marcellus waking something to do with it?
No.
Then what? Are you in trouble? Oh, thanks.
Circumstances have conspired.
Conspired to do what, Billy? Conspired to do what?
If I bring Marcellus back to the barrow...
The barrow where you found him, the Goat Lord's barrow?
Then the king releases Doris.
Marcellus? What becomes of Marcellus?
I'll find a way to free Marcellus.
By delivering him back to the very creature he escaped from?
I said I'll find a way.
I'm actually speechless.
Viv, please.
What you're saying is that Marcellus has come awake and you don't have a bloody plan.
No, I'm not saying that.
What about the king? Does the king have a plan?
Well, I don't know. I hope so.
You know what it sounds like to me? It sounds to me like you're breaking your promises. Or have we all forgotten our promises?
Of course we haven't.
The promise of you and the king working together to get Marcellus home.
Please don't do this, Viv. Please.
I'm a sister of the chapel. I have a duty of care.
And you have fulfilled that duty very well. But if I say I will find a way to get Marcellus back to his own time, then I will find a way. Do you understand me, Viv?
Be a dear and pour us another.
Cheers.
It betray Marcellus, and you betray us all.
I've missed you, Viv.
I've missed you too.
Is this your boat, Mr. Palmer?
It is. Is that the last of it?
I'll be glad not to have to go up those steps again.
They're killer, aren't they?
The chapel's going to need a lot of repair. The roof alone is...
Yes, well, I'd appreciate it if you looked into that for me when you get back to the office.
Then you're not intending to bury anyone else down there?
No, not for the foreseeable, but you never know, eh?
Is that a joke?
Yes, Mr. Henslow, it's a joke.
I don't think it's funny. I don't think any of this is funny.
Well, in that case, perhaps you ought to consider respecting my wishes and stop chasing me about the country.
And all your accounts? The trust funds?
I leave for you and everyone at Millwood and Pepper to administrate in perpetuity, with discretion. Can I rely on you, Mr. Henslow?
Yes, Mr. Palmer.
Good. Now, I'd like you to give me a hand opening this crate.
It's more like a coffin.
It's for Marcellus.
Marcellus?
Henslow.
Marcellus, it's for Marcellus. Oh,
breathe, Mr. Henslow, breathe.
Situations like this don't happen to me. Don't happen to anyone.
No, don't try to move.
Billy!
What, Viv?
He's waking up!
I'm on my way! I'm going to get Viv to come down here and take care of you, okay?
How bloody dangerous is he?
There's nothing for you to worry about.
Billy!
Look, can you come and sit with Mr. Henslow, Viv?
What about himself?
I'll speak with him right now. Marcellus.
When did we two last meet, Pilgrim?
Oh, too long ago.
Then why am I bound?
For your own safety.
Has the time at last arrived then? Huh? To take me home?
How's the head?
I asked you a question.
And the truth is, I don't know how to answer it.
Then why was I woken?
Well, you promised to stay calm.
Well?
We need to go back to the Goat Lord, to the Barrow.
No.
Marcellus, no. I will find a way to keep you safe. No. Marcellus!
Make it stop! For the love of Jupiter, make it stop!
It'll be gone in a minute.
Why do you torture me, Pilgrim? Why? Why?
Wait! Wait! Thought they might be here to rescue us.
Coast Guard's not very well going to make a landing when you can see we've got two boats down here. Now, is he, Henry?
I caused all this, didn't I?
No. Come on.
Am I taking the same boat as...
Oh, Marcellus will be with Billy on his boat, I promise.
Thank you, Viv. Really. Thank you. And I'm sorry. Truly sorry.
Just watch your step getting over the side there.
Huh? What's that?
What's what?
Up there, on the water. The whirlwind.
Here. Drink this.
What is it?
It's whiskey.
What's whiskey?
It's good for the nerves.
Thank you for untying me, Pilgrim.
Go on, sip some.
It tastes like burnt wood.
The king will make good on his promise to you, Marcellus. He will see you safe home to Rome. I know he will.
You have faith, Pilgrim?
I do.
And How long have I slept waiting for that promise to be honored?
737 years.
737 years. Shame on you, Pilgrim.
More whiskey?
A routine patrol. It was supposed to have been a routine patrol.
I know.
What do you know? You know absolutely nothing. It was Crassus who alerted me to him first, up there on the hill, with our fort in plain sight, asking if we would do him the very great honor. What answer should I have given, Pilgrim? What? Our task, our imperial task, was to make alliances with you people.
But he wasn't our people.
As I have learned, at some cost. And those feet, the feet of goat. Gods.
The goat lord tricked you, Marcellus. What can I say?
3 days and 3 nights he holds me in that unholy barrow of his. 3 days and 3 nights. The stench. And the air was so very sweet when I left. So sweet and... But...
Don't, Marcellus.
But when I actually saw where I was, when I actually discovered that more than 1,000 years had passed in what is still just 3 days to me...
Believe me, I understand how difficult it must be.
I'll cut my own throat before I go back there.
We will get you back to your own time, Marcellus. I swear it.
And my men? My men who are still down there with him?
Well, them I can't answer for.
And this grave folk king, the one you say will help me, what's to stop him from reneging on his word?
But the king hates the goat lord even more than you do, Marcellus.
Does he now?
He does. How's the whiskey?
You promised me you'd only wake me when you knew how to get me back to Rome.
I can't breathe.
That was our agreement.
Viv!
There's been a development, Billy.
What's she saying?
What kind of a development?
Ahoy there, Pilgrim.
Mrs. Pleasant?
And a very fond hello to you too, Marcellus Piso Africanus.
Now, Randall, please.
Yes, my lord?
You could at least comment.
Comment?
On the feast that surrounds you, the music, the singing. Does all of it displease you so very much?
It doesn't displease me.
See what a pitiful state I'm reduced to when I look to a worthless hotblood like you for... Ow!
My lord!
There's a stone. There's a stone in my... Randall, help! What? Help! What?
Hold still, my lord!
Is it out?
Just one... Ow! One second, my lord.
What are you doing?
It's just...
There. What was I saying?
I don't remember, my lord.
I was saying, was I not, that things had come to a pretty pass when one looks to the likes of you, Randall, for approval. In my day, I dined with warlords and kings, true kings, hot-blood kings, hurler, everyone.
But
what, Randall? Speak.
There's no feast here.
No feast? What do you mean there's no feast?
There's only earth.
Earth?
Yes, my lord, earth. Earth everywhere.
Well, now, why is that? Is it because you feel that you have not earned your place at the table? Is that it?
That's it.
Ah. Once Pilgrim has delivered me the Roman, I shall give you the chance to sit up there with me. I shall.
You do me too much honour, my lord.
You wouldn't be mealy-mouthing, would you?
No, my lord, never. I wouldn't dare, my lord.
Do please breathe easy, Randall. When the time comes, I shall show you every courtesy. You have my word on that.
You're not nearly as tall as I thought you'd be, Marcellus.
What's she saying?
Let's you and I go somewhere and talk, Mrs. Pleasant.
In fact, Pilgrim, you could honestly describe him as short.
I can kill you, witch.
Marcellus.
Oh, you can you? Sit down, Marcellus. Now, Viv, stop lurking over there in the shadows and come out where I can see you, pronto. I'm sorry, Billy.
Well, you've nothing to be sorry for.
Oh, everyone's got something to be sorry for. Take Pilgrim here. He's sorry, I'm sure, that he hasn't yet managed to get me the Aberon, aren't you?
The what?
Oh, the Aberon, Viv. It's a very powerful book that's just packed with locked away magic and all sorts of wonderful ancient stuff. However, it's not something you're ever going to have to get that white-haired head around. Quite the country girl in her prime, wasn't she, Pilgrim? Know what I mean, Viv?
That's enough, Mrs. Pleasance.
Let me kill her, Pilgrim!
Oh, don't say I didn't warn you.
Stop it, please. Stop it.
You think he's had enough?
I'm begging you.
Well, now that I like the sound of. Oh. Can you be quiet, Marcella? Say yes if you understand. Do you understand? Intelligis?
Yes.
Good. Now, crawl over there and don't in any way interrupt us again. Oh, I must say, I do congratulate you on your handiwork, Pilgrim. The chapel here, the carvings and all these endless but very lovely Sisters of the Chapel, a somewhat pretentious title for a woman who is basically little more than a janitor, but that's our Billy, eh, Viv, never knowingly undersold.
I can't do it.
You can't do what?
Fetch you the Aberon.
Are you saying that you're not going to go and get it?
Well, you could always get it yourself.
Not an option.
Why? Would Merlin not approve?
Fetch me the book and you can ask him yourself.
I'm not going back to the Goat Lord's Barrow.
Not going back?
No.
Then you and I are not going to be friends? Well, that is very bad news for Mr. Henslow, isn't it?
What? What are you talking about?
Do you want to come in on this, Viv?
I think she did something to Henry.
What do you mean, you think?
Oh, stop picking on poor Viv, Billy. Three guesses, and here's a great big clue. Your bad-tempered little Roman just climbed out of it.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Now, I think we all know what we have to do. You get me the Aberon, and I will give you back your Mr. Henslow. Shall we stay here tomorrow, Pilgrim?
Tomorrow it is.
Oh, and Viv?
What?
Love the Cardi.
Merlin.
Battles long thought won are about to be fought again.
Eh? Who is she?
She seeks power.
Thank you, Billy. I haven't realised.
No, I think she goes all the way back to Merlin. In fact, I think it's her that drowned him.
Let me kill her, Pilgrim. I can't.
Easy, Marcellus.
Tranquilize Marcellus, Viv.
What about Henry?
Well, Mr. Henslow will have to wait.
Well, where are you going?
To talk to some raven.
Oh.
Majesty! Majesty! Pilgrim would speak with you.
Has the Pilgrim retrieved the Aberon?
Pilgrim demands that the king honor his promises.
Your daughter!
There is a considerably older promise to be honored. Pilgrim demands that the king return Marcellus to Rome, as was agreed long ago.
The king agrees.
Then no harm will befall Marcellus if I should take him to the Goat Lord's Barrow.
The king will recognize all promises made.
My thanks, Majesty.
Billy.
Yes, Viv.
Marcellus is ready.
Good. Now, I'd appreciate your help when I take him down to Hereford.
I'm not leaving the island, Billy.
Very well.
Just you be sure you don't forget Mr. Henslow.
You know I'd never abandon him.
But that's just it, Billy. I don't. And Henry Henslow's no Marcellus, is he? Can't very well leave him down there for 700 years, can you? People will talk.
I'll be back tomorrow, Viv.
can count on it.
I see no sign of your king, Pilgrim.
He will honor his promise.
He gave you his word, eh?
He did. And he will keep it.
That village yonder. The lights. What is the lights?
Electricity.
What?
Magic.
You must be very weary of magic, Pilgrim.
I am. Very.
Then walk away.
Can't do that.
Cannot or will not?
Maybe a bit of both.
Then you condemn yourself, do you not? He's here.
Stand firm.
I know how to stand in the face of my enemy, Pilgrim.
Who's that?
Pilgrim.
And who's that stands with him?
Marcellus Piso Africanus of the Sixth.
Ah, you have been missed, noble Marcellus Piso Africanus. See.
Do you see that, Pilgrim? Do you see the hill is opening?
I do.
And that music. Listen to that music. Is that not the loveliest music you've ever heard?
Come away from the entrance, Marcellus.
Come away?
Stand firm.
You said your king promised he would not abandon me, eh?
He won't let you down, Marcellus. He won't. He'll be here.
But he's not here, is he? Oh, gods. That music. That beautiful, beautiful music.
Just wait with me a moment longer.
Not expecting anyone else, are we, Pilgrim?
Release Marcellus, my lord.
But then you don't get the Aberon.
Don't take him. I implore you.
He shall take himself. I shall have nothing to do with it. You'll find the book at your feet there, though, to tell the truth, it's not much of a book, if you ask me. More a slab of roughly marked stone, but there you are. These old sorcerers. So very glad to see you again, noble Marcellus.
And I you, my lord.
I've missed your presence at my table.
Is that Titus down there?
Titus can speak of no one but his brave commander.
Look, Pilgrim. There's Titus.
No, this is a trick, Marcellus. The Goat Lord is tricking you.
You forget yourself, Pilgrim.
And there's Gaius. And Crassus. And Grumio. With those teeth. Those pointed teeth. Save, Crassus. Save!
They all await you, noble Marcellus.
We need to get away from him.
Come with me, Pilgrim. Join us. Join us under the hill.
Yes. Do join us, dear Pilgrim.
You have to remember, Marcellus.
Remember what?
That you escaped from the Goat Lord's barrow.
And why did I do that?
Because you despised it.
Out of my way.
Wait. Wait.
Your hands off me. I'm an officer of Rome.
Marcellus. Marcellus.
Sure you won't reconsider, Pilgrim? We've always Rome.
But he was supposed to have been... To have been...
To have been?
Saved.
Saved? By who? Not the king.
We had an agreement.
But his Highness never keeps his promises. Have you not learned that, Pilgrim? Never has. Never will. Have you not learned that by now?
But a man must hope.
A man must hope. That's very funny, Pilgrim, really.
At least let me try and reason with you.
Oh, dear, sweet Pilgrim. There's no reasoning with me. I'm odd that way. Don't forget the book now. Although what you'll do with it is anybody's guess, especially as it can only be truly comprehended by the sorcerer by whom it was fashioned. And as that's the drowned mage, and as he's, well, drowned. The very best of. Oh, and you'll find that ferret Randall down in the field yonder. Think he may even have harbored dreams of joining me at my table. He's delusional, quite delusional. Until we meet again, sweet Pilgrim. And remember, courtesy. It's all about courtesy.
I'll not forget it, my lord.
And if it doesn't work?
Well, it's a chapel spell. It has to work.
Yes, but if it doesn't?
Well, then I'll pull this chapel apart stone by stone if necessary.
Hold up there, Billy. I have to ask. Marcellus?
He's lost.
For good?
The spell.
But you said that...
The king betrayed us. He betrayed me.
And Doris? What about Doris?
Oh, I'd sooner we didn't speak of it, Viv.
I'm so sorry, Billy.
Not as sorry as they are going to be.
What?
The spell, please.
Lisa, let me put the Aberon down. In lighter the darker. In darker the lighter. Attend thee now, ye weak-hearted stone, to our enchanted song. In darker the lighter. In lighter the darker. Compel this placid stone to flighter. Nothing.
Just give it a second.
Look at the Aberon, Billy. The Aberon shining. Why is it shining?
Hello? Pilgrim? It's Randall. Randall!
Hello, Randall. What happened to you?
What happened to me? What happened to you? You left me. You bloody left me at the bottom of that field. I was soaked through. Terrified. You know he was threatening to keep me down there, don't you? And where's my diamonds? Don't tell me you've forgotten them.
Hold out your hand, Randall. Two, as agreed.
Where's the Aberon?
Where's Doris? Where's my daughter?
The book first, as was agreed with the king.
We're not talking about another of the king's great promises, are we? You are here as his ambassador, aren't you?
Now, you shouldn't take that tone, Pilgrim. That's not the kind of tone you're supposed to take. Not in regard to the king...
Not in regard to who?
Morning, Mrs. Pleasance. It's a beautiful day, isn't it?
Not interested in nonsense, Pilgrim. Who's this?
This is Randall, Mrs. Pleasance. He's here today representing the king. And this is the mighty Mrs. Pleasance, Randall. She who caused a stir.
We had an agreement, Pilgrim.
We both had an agreement.
Yes, and I have the Aberon. Oh, and just in case you were worrying, Mrs. Pleasance, Mr. Henslow is recovering well. It's actually quite the powerhouse, isn't it?
What is?
The Aberon is. Keep up, Randall. Mm. And just look at the chapel.
What about the chapel?
Well, it hasn't looked so well cared for since we had a new roof fixed in 1722. I had no idea.
Where is it?
Where's what?
Pilgrim.
It's somewhere safe.
Somewhere safe where?
Somewhere safe and secret.
King could perceive you an outlaw instead of a friend. Mm.
Marcellus could say the same of him.
King will come after you with everything he's got.
As will I.
The question I keep asking myself is, what is going to happen when I reunite Merlin with the Aberon? Huh? Ooh, that's a question we could all have a bit of a chew on.
You stop right there or I'll...
Or you'll what, Mrs. Pleasance? My compliments to the king, Randall.
You're not doing yourself any favours today, Pilgrim.
Am I not? Farewell. Oh, and Mrs. Pleasance.
Yes?
Love the pout.
There will be a reckoning between us two. You may count upon it, Pilgrim! Pilgrim!
In Pilgrim by Sebastian Bonchkiewicz. Pilgrim was played by Paul Hilton. Viv by Pamela Merrick. And Henslow by Adam Billington. Marcellus was played by Jimmy Akinbola. The Goat Lord was Nicky Henson. Randall was Carl Prekop. And Mrs. Pleasance was Kate Fleetwood. The director was Jessica Drom-Gool.
BBC News at 3 o'clock. The Bank of England has raised interest rates for the first time in 10 years, increasing them from a quarter to a half of 1%. The decision will put up the cost of an average variable mortgage by £15 a month, but savers will see a greater return on their money. The Governor of the Bank of England, Mark Carney, argued it had to curb inflation and prevent incomes being squeezed. The economist Bronwyn Curtis believes the rise is modest.
All they've done is taken back the quarter point cut they made last August after the Brexit referendum, when they were really worried that confidence might falter and that spending might go down. So that's all they've done. They've taken their foot off the accelerator a little bit in terms of monetary policy, but not much more than that.
The former Chief Whip, Gavin Williamson, says he's honoured by his promotion to Defence Secretary. But some Conservatives have been questioning Theresa May's decision to put a man who's never held ministerial office in charge of Defence. The Tory backbencher, Sarah Wollaston, questioned whether he had the experience for the role, while another former Conservative minister, who didn't want to be named, branded the appointment bizarre. Two 14-year-old boys have appeared at Leeds Magistrates Court and pleaded not guilty to conspiracy to murder. The teenagers from North Allerton were arrested on Saturday on suspicion of preparing an act of terrorism. The state prosecutor in Spain has asked a court to issue a European arrest warrant for the former Catalan president, Carles Puigdemont, after he failed to attend a court hearing. Mr. Puigdemont has travelled to Belgium, saying the climate in Spain isn't good. The Justice Secretary, David Lidington, has set out proposals to lift the blanket ban on giving prisoners the right to vote. Under the changes, about 100 prisoners who are on day release at any one time would be allowed to take part in elections. One backbencher said the measure would be as popular as finding a rattlesnake in a lucky dip. BBC News.
This is BBC Radio 4, where Alex Clark meets the author Graham McRae Burnett in half an hour to talk about his new novel. It's a crime thriller which he describes as a fiction within a fiction. Now they're on to Open Country, where Helen Mark is trying to keep up with the mountaineer Sir Chris Bonington as they climb High Pike in Cumbria.
Oh, God, it's good to be out.
And we're on the Cumbrian Way, by the way. So you get a procession of people coming down this lane here, and they've got rucksacks, you know, they're doing the Cumbrian Way. So that's High Pike, and you can't see actually the top of High Pike. It's up there in the cloud. And so we go up, this is a bridle track, Claybottom Farms, our neighbours over there, and then there's Baraites mine workings right the way across the fell. It was worked up to 1963. And here at Nether Row, it must have been incredibly dusty, and that's where the big lorries came and picked up the Baraite.